Today's daf is Menachas daf Memhei, and we will begin from the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Mem Dalid Amid Beis. So the topic of the daf the last few weeks has really been things that are ma'akev each other and things that are not ma'akev each other. It began with the Menachas example. From there it digressed to halachas of Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, Tzitzis, Tcheles, Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. Either way, the Mishnah on the top of Mem Dalid Amid Beis returned to the regular program, which is the laws of Menachos and Kachin. Says the Mishnah, Haparim v'ho'elim v'hakfosim enon me'akvin ze'ezeh. So there were certain karbonos that were really made up of a cocktail of animals. And what the Mishnah is saying is that all the different animals that together made up the particular carbon were ma'akiv each other. The parim, the elim, and the kfasim, enon ma'akvin zezer. Rav Shimon says, hayu lehem parim merubim, v'lai lehem nisachim. Let's say there was enough money in the funds in the Beis HaMikdash to buy all the necessary parim, but if they would spend the money to buy all the necessary parim, they wouldn't have any nisachim. The other option is they can bring less parim and have nesachim. Says Rav Shimon, easy answer. Yavi par echa v'nesachim, v'leyakrivu kula b'le nesachim. It's better to have even only one par, but have nesachim with it, rather than bring all the necessary parim and not have any nesachim at all. So just to get a little bit of a tam of today's daf, so as mentioned, there were certain karbonos that were really made up of several animals. Just to give one example, on Rosh Chodesh, a Karban Musaf was brought. And this is the Kriyas HaTorah that we lay in every Rosh Chodesh. And the Pasuk says as follows, U'birosh echad sheichem takrivu oylel Hashem. A Karban Oylel was brought. Now, usually when you think of a Karban Oylel, you think of one animal that somebody said, this should be an Oylel, and that is the Oylel. Says the Torah, this Oylel was made up of 10 animals. Parim b'nei bakar shnayim, it was made up of 2 parim. V'ayel echad, 1 ayel, kvasim b'nei shana shiva tmimim, and 7 kvasim. So it was made up of 2 bulls, 1 ram, and 7 sheep. And together, these 10 animals made up the Karban Oylel. If you go through all the Musafim and Parshas Pinchas and other Karbanos as well, so there were many Karbanos that weren't one animal, but rather they were made up of several animals. And that's the background to the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, the Parim, the Elam, and the Kvasim, for example, of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, that made up this one Karban Oylel, Einan Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh. Stating that, says the Gemara, Hani Parim, Kvasim, Dehecho, when the Mishnah says Parim, Elam, and Kvasim, which particular carbon is it referring to? Is it referring to the carbonates that were brought on Sukkot? Can't be. Because in the parsha of the Musafin of Sukkot, the Torah uses the word kemishpat. The Torah uses the word kemishpatam, and those are two of the magic words that mean ma'akev. So as we've seen, going through sugyas and Seder Kachim, there are certain words that mean ma'akev. Yeah, chuka, kemishpat is one of them. And being that the Torah uses the word kemishpat, kemishpatam, when talking about the musafim that were brought on Sukkot, it means that the karbanos that were brought on Sukkot were ma'akiv. The Mishnah says, ha'parim v'ha'elim v'akvasim einam ma'akvin. So clearly the Mishnah is not referring to those karbanos. Ella says, the Gemara, the Rish Chodesh, v'atzeres, t'chemesh ha'pigudim. Maybe it's referring to the musaf that was born on Rosh Chodesh, to the Musafin that were brought on Shavuos, that are mentioned in Chaymesh HaPikudim, also known as Sefer Bamidbar, right? Where are the Parsha of the Musafin mentioned? It's in Parshas Pinchas. So maybe it's referring to those Parim and Elam Ukvasim. The Gemara says it can't be, because Elam Dehecha, it says Elam, Yidahanu Da'ayelhu, Rosh Chodesh and Shavuos, there weren't 2 Elam, there was only 1 Ayel. We just mentioned the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh. It was 2 Parim, 1 ayel and 7 kvasim. And the Mishnah said, Elim, Lashon Rabbim. So obviously that's not what it's referring to. That's Aristotle Torah's Kohen. It says the Torah, maybe Gemara, maybe what it's referring to is the karbanos that were brought on Shavuos, but not the ones mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, which was the carbon Musaf, but rather the carbon that's mentioned in Parshas Emor. And in Parshas Emor, which is Torah's Kohenim, the Torah talks about the carbon of the Shtei Alechem. We'll see more about that on Amud Beis. So we'll go into that more properly then. But together with the Shtei Alechem, there were animals that were brought as well. And the Torah says, 1 par, 2 elim, and 7 kvasim. Over there, there were 2 elim. So maybe when the Mishnah says, parim elim u'kvasim in a ma'akvin, that's what it's referring to, says the Gemara, v'hachi kamar. But it can't be. You know why? Because havaya k'sivbu. Because over there, the Torah uses the word havaya, which is another one of the words that means ma'akiv. So we're a little bit stuck over here. When the Mishnah says, parim elim and kvasim are ma'akvin zeh, what are we referring to? We can't be talking about Sukkis, Kimishpat, Kimishpatim. We can't be talking about the Musaf that was born in Rosh Chodesh and Shavuos, because there was only one aisle, and the Mishnah says, Eilin. We also can't be talking about the cocktail of animals that were part of the carbon that was brought together with the Shtei Halechem, because we know that was Ma'akiv. It says, Havai. It says, that serves the Tereskin. Really, it's referring to the carbonas that were brought on Shavuos that are mentioned in Parashas Emor. Not the ones mentioned in Parashas Pinchas, the ones mentioned in Parashas Emor. How could it say the Elam are Ma'akiv? L'chura, it says Havai, V'hochi Kamad, Loi Elam, the Torah is Kain, Ma'akiv li L'ayal D'chemesh HaPikudim, L'ayal D'chemesh HaPikudim, Ma'akiv lu L'Elam, the Torah is Kain. What it means when it says the Elam are Ma'akiv, or the Parim and the Kvasim, it means that the Ayal of Parshas Emor wasn't Ma'akiv, the Ayal of Parshas Pinchas. Meaning, the Torah says in Parshas Emor that you had to bring 2 Elam. And the Torah says in Parshas Pinchas you had to bring 1 Ayal. And the Elam respectively were brought for different reasons. Parshas Emor was part of the Chayves Hayayim. It was part of the carbon that was brought together with the Shtei Alechem. In Parshas Pinchas, it's part of the carbon Musaf. There would have been a Havamina that the Elim of Parshas Emor are Ma'akiv the Isle of Parshas Pinchas, and the Isle of Parshas Pinchas is Ma'akiv the Elim of Parshas Emor. Kamash Malon the Mishnah, that it's all not Me'akiv, says the Gemara. But if that's the case, then when you read the Mishnah, it reads a little interesting. Because if that's the case, Ela Parim, when the Mishnah talks about Parim not being Ma'akiv, it means Tafilu Ahadadi Loi Ma'akvi. Even the Parim that came along together with the one carbon are Ma'akiv each other. But when it says Elim, it's Dahacho Delei Ma'akvi Inu Ma'akvi. But by the Elim, each set of Elim are Ma'akiv. Because the one aisle that was brought as part of the Musaf is only one aisle, so there's no conversation about being Ma'akiv or not being Ma'akiv itself. And the Elim that were brought in Parashas Emor have Ayiksiv, but were Ma'akiv each other. So it comes out that when you say Parim, Elim, and Kfasan are Ma'akiv each other, it means something different for Parim and Kfasan than it does for Elim. That seems a little interesting, but the Gemara says, no, tana mili mili ktane, doesn't bother me. It could be when it says parim and kfasim are ma'akiv, it means one thing. When it says elim, it means something else. Parim and kfasim means that the necessary parim and kfasim were not ma'akiv each other. When it says elim, what it means is that the elim of Parshas Emma were ma'akiv the isle of Parshas Pinchas, and the isle of Parshas Pinchas was a ma'akiv the elim of Parshas Emor. Either way, says the Gemara as follows. There's a pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel where the pasuk is describing the karbonos that were brought on Rosh Chodesh. And Yecheskel says as follows. U'b'yoyim ha'chodesh, Yecheskel perik mem vav, pasuk vav. Par ben bakar. On Rosh Chodesh, you should bring a par. T'mimim, it should be a tomim. V'sheshes kvasim, 6 kvasim. V'ayol t'mimim yir. Now, at first glance, this pasuk is an absolute pella. Yecheskel is describing the korbanos that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Chodesh. He says one par, 6 sheep, and 1 ayal. Now, if you look in Parshas Pinchas, when Moshe Rabbeinu describes the korbanos that were brought on Rosh Chodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu has a different list. Moshe Rabbeinu said not one par, but 2 parim. Not 6 kvasim, 7 kvasim. The only thing that's consistent is the one aisle. So says the Gemara, par ma talmud loymar. How could Yecheskel say one par? L'chayr in the Torah it's 2 parim. Vishen ema b'teir parim. U'menayim shalim asa shnayim eviyach. How do you know that if you couldn't find 2 parim, you should bring 1 par, talmud loymar, par? So you're right. Yecheskel knew that it says in Parashas Pinchas that it's 2 parim, not 1 par. Why did Yecheskel mention par? L'churi should have said 2 parim. Yecheskel was describing a b'dievet scenario. Let's say you don't have 2 parim. All you have is 1 par. The halach is parma, not ma'akev, and as a result, you bring the one par that you're able to bring. Shisha kvasim. Then Cheskel said 6 kvasim. We know it's 7 kvasim. Says the Gemara, "Mat Talmudim the feature them because of a Torah." Shiva, Umenayim Shalom Vasa Shiva Yavi Shisha. How do you know if you couldn't find seven, you bring six Talmudim and Shisha? Umenayim Shalom Vasa Shisha Yavi Chamisha. Now Yecheskel only said six. That's Mashma. Either seven or six. How do you know if you couldn't find six, you should bring five? Or Chamisha, if you couldn't find five, Yavi Arba. Or Arba, if you couldn't find four, Yavi Shloisha. Shloisha Yavi Shnayim Vafilu Echad. How do you know that even one kevis is enough? Talmud Loima Ule Kvasim Kasha Tasek Yoda. It's another pasuk in Yecheskel that says bring as many kvasim as you can possibly bring. Frank the Gemara Miyachad Chsev Hachi. So why does it have to say six? Let it just say, I'm going to know that even though the Katchila Parshas Pincha says seven kvasim as part of the Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, but b'di'evet, just bring as many as you can, says the Gemara. You know why the Torah mentioned six? To teach me the Kama, the Efshaladuri Madrina. That you should bring as many as possible. Meaning there would have been a Havamina that if you're not bringing seven, then just bring one. No, Kamash Malan, there's a mile of six, there's a mile of five, there's a mile of four, there's a mile of three. So even though Likatchila, it's seven. If you can't bring seven, you should bring six. There's an inyan to bring six. Now, but even if you can't bring six, it's ulekvasim kasha tasa yada. But either way, so there's three psukim that describe how many kvasim you were supposed to bring as part of the Rosh Chodesh. You have Parshas Pinchas that mentions seven, that's the ikur hadin. Then you have a pasuk in Yecheskel that says six to teach me that if you can't do seven, bring as many as you can. And then you have a pasuk ulekvasim kasha tasa yada that b'di'evet, even one is going to be okay. Uminayin shema'akvin zeze, how do you know that they're ma'akiv each other? Now Rashi is bothered by the obvious question. I thought we just said they're not ma'akiv each other. We just said there's two extra psukim in Yecheskel that teach me they're not ma'akiv each other. What it means is that the only time they're not ma'akiv each other is if you don't have them. So if you only have six kvasim, bring six. And it's not ma'akiv that you don't have seven. If you only have one, bring one. And it's not ma'akiv that you didn't bring seven. But if you have all seven, then you have to bring all seven. And how do I know that? Talmud Loimar Yiyu. Another pasuk in Yecheskel that describes korbanos. Koyemar Hashem alikim barishoyim. Be'echol achoidesh, tikach par ben bokor tomim, v'chites es hamikdash. So again, Yecheskel is describing a korban that was brought on Rosh Chodesh, specifically barishoin be'echol achoidesh, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And he says that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you should bring a par, and that par should bring a korban chatas. Now we already established that even though Yecheskel seems to be describing one par, when he talks about the Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, really it was two parim. And the reason he said one par is to tell me that the parim are not ma'akiv each other. That if all you had was one par, that would be enough. But here there's another issue. You know what the issue is? Yecheskel refers to this carbon as a chatos. Freik the Gemara, chatos oylehi. If you look in the pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, the pasuk clearly says uvaroshei chatshechem takrivu oyle l'Hashem. It wasn't a chatos, it was an oyle. So how could Yecheskel say it's referring to an oyle? I'm Rabbi Yechon and said that I'm so bothered by this pasuk, I don't know what it means. And Parshas Zuliyo also the darsha. We're gonna have to wait for Eliyo Hanavi to come and Tishbi Yitaretz Kushyas V'Habayas. This is another way of saying Teiku, so to speak. We're going to have to wait for Eliyahu Navi to come and to tell us Pshat in this Pasuk. Because Rabbi Yochanan said, I don't understand this Pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel Navi is describing a Musif that was brought on Rosh Chodesh where there was a par being brought as a chatas. There was a par that was brought every Rosh Chodesh, but it was an oil. Now, by the way, there was a chatas brought on Rosh Chodesh as part of the Karba Musif. We read it. Usir izem echod lechatos l'Hashem al oilas ha-tomid ye-yosef v'niskoy. But that was a seer. Here we're talking about a par. A soyer is a goat. A par is a bull. It's not the same animal. So l'chayri Yecheskel is talking about a par that's born on Rosh Chodesh, which is a chatos. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Parshazu, Eliyo, Asalud, Rashi, Amar Vashi says, no, it's not Shver. Let me tell you the rest of the story. Miluim hikrivu b'mei Ezra, giderech shekrivu b'mei Moshe. We know that in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, b'yoyim hakamas ha-mishkan, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which the Torah refers to as Vayhi b'yoyim ha-shmini, of Parshas Shmini fame, an episode in the Torah that we went through in great, great detail in the end of Masechta Sfachim. But the bottom line is that by Yibayim HaShmini, there were special karbonis that were brought. They were known as the karbonis hamiluim. And one of the karbonis was there was a par that was brought as a chatas. So says Rav Ashi, just like there was a Yibayim HaShmini, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, B'yayim HaKamas HaMishkan, the same thing played itself out by Bayashemi in the times of Ezra. And that's what this par is referring to. When Yecheskel HaNavi said Nevuah about a par that was a chatas, that was born on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, He wasn't referring to the musafin. The musafin are an oila. He was referring to a special carbon that was brought. Think of the miluim that were brought b'mei Moshe. It somehow chazered itself. It repeated itself in the times of Ezra. Now Rashi says that Luchura, or Rav Ashi seems to be saying, is that the pasuk in Yecheskel was describing the miluim that were brought b'mei Ezra, as if Yecheskel's nevuah was talking about Bayesheni, which of course is a very, very big kiddush, because we know, we speak this out very often, that Yecheskel's nevuah wasn't describing Bayesheni. Yecheskel's nevuah was describing Bayeshlishi. Right? There are many psukim in Nach that talk about the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, the psukim in the Torah, Shmois, Tetzava, Kisis, Vayakob, they talk about the Mishkan. The psukim in Sefer Melachim, Shlema Melech, David, is referring to Bayis Rishon. Chagai Hanavi said nevuah about Bayis Sheni, and Yecheskel said nevuah about Bayis Shlishi. Here you have a Rashi that says that these psukim in Yecheskel are describing Bayis Sheni. Uchura, I thought that Yecheskel was describing Bayis Shlishi, wasn't describing Bayis Sheni. Bottom line is, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Ashi really had to understand this pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan said, I have no idea. In Parsha Zu, Elio asked the Darsha, Rav Ashi said, no, that this pasuk that talks about a par, which is a chatas, I thought the par in Rosh Chodesh was an oila. This was a one-time event. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It wasn't every Rosh Chodesh. And it was miluim hikrivu b'mei Moshe. Ezra, kiderech shehikrivu b'mei Moshe. Says the Gemara, Tain Amayachi, a b'raisa that brings these two opinions in the Amayroim. Rabbi Yehuda, Eim, Parsha Zoli, Yosel, Lesh. Rabbi Yehuda said that this pasuk, we're going to have to wait for Eliyahu HaNavi to dash. Amalei, Rabbi Yosis, Rabbi Yosin, and said, miluim hikrivu b'mei Ezra, kiderech shehikrivu b'mei Moshe. And when Rabbi Yehuda heard what Rabbi Yosi told him, Amalei, he told him, Tanuach Taitcha, gave him a bracha that you should be zoicha to Yishuv Adas, because you gave me Yishuv Adas. So Rabbi Yehuda was very bothered with this pasuk in Yecheskel. He didn't know what to do with it. And he said, we're going to have to wait for Eliyahu HaNavi. But he wasn't comfortable with that. But when he heard what Rabbi Yosi told him, he said, Nichamtani. And he gave him a bracha, Tanuach Daitcha, Sheinach Todaiti. This is, of course, another example of Rabbi Yosi, the historian. So we know that the first real history work that the Tanaim and the Amoron and the Rishonim used was the Seder Olam. The Seder Olam was written by the Tana Rabbi Yosi. Of course, Stam Rabbi Yosi in Chas is Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta. So Rabbi Yosi, in addition to what the Gemara says in Masechtas Gittin Perek Omer, Nimuka Yimai, whenever there's Rabbi Yosi in Chas, Talach is like Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yosi, in addition to being the great Lamdin and the great Talmudis, Rabbi Yosi was also a historian. And he wrote the Seder Olam. This is just another example. If you look out for it, you'll see a lot of Rabbi Yosis in Chas that are mentioning historical facts. Amalei Rabbi Yosi, this is Rabbi Yosi talking. Miluim Ikrivu B'mei Ezra. He told him, I have to give you a history class. You don't know. There was a miluim ikrivu b'mei Ezra, and that's what this pasuk in Yecheskel is referring to. Says the Gemara, on the topic of psukim in Yecheskel, that at first glance seem to contradict psukim in the Torah. Number one, Yecheskel describes the karbonis that were brought every Rosh Chodesh, and instead of two parim, he says one par. Instead of seven kvasim, Yecheskel talks about six kvasim. The Gemara reconciled it. And then we had another pasuk that says in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they brought a par that was a chatos. Thought the par was an oila. Another pasuk in Yecheskel that at first glance seems a little troubling in that it would seem to contradict a pasuk in the Torah. Yecheskel said like this: "V'chol nevela utreifa min ha'oifu min abehema lo yoichlu ha'koyanim." Wow, says Yecheskel, you should know a koyin is not allowed to eat nevela. A koyin is not allowed to eat treif. Now we know there's a parshas emor that talks about halachas that are relevant to a koyin. A koyin is not allowed to be metame to a mace. The koyin is not allowed to marry. A grusha, zayna, chalala, etc. So there's certain halachas that relate to Kayana because of the kedusha that they have a special shulchan aruch. But Yecheskel seems to be saying that only a kohen is not allowed to eat nevelu or treifa, as if to say a regular yid is allowed to eat nevelu or treifa. For the Gemara, the obvious question: Kohanim would lo yoichlu ha'Yisrael achli am Rabbi Yochanan. So the same Rabbi Yochanan who didn't understand the previous pasuk in Yecheskel said, "I don't understand this pasuk either." Parsha zu Elio asu b'darsha. We're gonna have to wait for Elio Anavi to explain shan in this pasuk. Ravina says no. It's not, you don't have to wait till Eliyahu HaNavi. It's not such a shvera pasuk. Yecheskel didn't mean to say that only Kohanim are not allowed to eat Nevelu Treifa, but rather Kohanim Etzrichalei. What he meant to say was that even Kohanim are not allowed to eat Nevelu Treifa. What would have been the Havamina otherwise? Look at that. I would have thought, hey, Lishnu Malika Likavai. Tishnu Nam Nevelu Treifa. It's a Kachem Diga Havamina. I would have thought that being that Kohanim were allowed to eat Chatas HaOif, Chatos ha'oif never had shchita, it had malika. Malika technically would render an animal in a veil or a treifa. So you see that kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash are allowed to eat something that theoretically should be in a veil or a treifa. They're allowed to eat the chatos ha'oif that merely had malika. So you would have thought, hoyo v'ishtari, neveil or treifa, Memela, in the context of Malika, so too in the context of Chulin, they should be able to eat Nevela Trefa. Kamash Malot, but not Chalila to think that Yecheskel is saying that only Kayhanim are not allowed to eat Nevela Trefa. Another Pasuk in Yecheskel that at first glance would seem to be very, very mysterious. The Pasuk says, V'chein Tasa, B'shiva b'chodesh me'ish shoyge u'mipesi v'chipartim es habayis. So Yecheskel is talking about a carbon that was brought on the seventh day of Nisan. Seventh day of Nisan, what carbon was brought on the seventh day of Nisan? And he says, not just that, this carbon should be from an ish, a person that's a shoyga, and he's a pesi, like from a foolish person. Very, very cryptic pasuk at first glance. Rabbi Yochanan said, this pasuk I understand. So it's interesting, Rabbi Yochanan said, regarding the two previous gemaras, that parashas well, you also the dash. This Rabbi Yochanan said, I'll explain to you. You know what this is describing? This is describing the par, Helen Dover Shaltzibur of Mesechtes Hyrius fame. Elu Shiva Shvatim Shechatu. It's referring to a case where seven Shvatim did an Avera B'shoikik. An Avera Shez Doinei Karas. And by the way, Vafel Bishayim Rubish Alkal, even if it's not Roiv of Klai Yisrael, even though you don't have the popular vote, but if you have the electoral vote, as long as Roiv of the Shvatim of Klai Yisrael did the Avera, that qualifies for the Par Helmet Lava Shal Tzibur. So when it says Shiva, we don't mean the seventh day of the month. We mean seven of the Shvatim. What does B'chidesh mean? Im Chidshu V'amru, if Bezin said a Chidesh, such as Chelev Mutter, they took a Dovish as Dainikaris and they said it's Mutter. Me'isha Ego Mipesi. What does that mean? Malamichin Chayovan El Al Helam Dovrim Shigas Maisa. So essentially Rabbi Yechanan said this pasuk is describing the Par Helam Dovish Al Tzibor. And the rule of the Par Helam Dovish Al Tzibor is that if the majority of Klai Yisrael, and Rabbi Yechanan is saying a Chidesh, even if it's the majority of the Shvatim, as is mentioned, it's Machlikis Tanoim, in the beginning of Masechtas Hayris, but the bottom line is that if the majority of Klai Yisrael will do an Avera B'shoigig, an Avera Shazdoine Karis, and it came about B'shigigas Hayra'ah, it came about B'shigigas Hayra'ah, where Bezdin Paskind, that something that's also is really Mutter, the halacha is, you have to bring a carbon. So this next Gemara is like a postscript to everything we just said. So the Gemara went through several psukim in Yecheskel that seemed to contradict psukim in the Torah. We reconciled the psukim, stating that Rabbi Yochanan was a little uncomfortable, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, and said, Parshazu, Eliyo, Asa, the Darsha. But the bottom line is, it's clear that the Psukim in Yecheskel, that Muscho Rishon, at first glance, would seem to contradict Psukim in the Torah, and we have to work them out. So said Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav, I'll tell you something fascinating. That there's a Yid, his name was Chanina ben Chizkiyo, the Zohar Latoiv, Shomolehu, because were it not for him, Nigna Sefi Yecheskel. Sefi Yecheskel would have been hidden. Shehoyudvar of Sois from the Torah. Because there were so many Psukim in Yecheskel that were contradicted. Psukim in the Torah that the Chachamim wanted to put it beginiza. They wanted to hide Sefer Yecheskel and we wouldn't have it again until Eliyahu Navi would come and be megalotas what these psukim mean. Ma'asa, what did Chanina Mechizkiya do? Hela sholish meiz garbi shemen. He took a lot of oil. V'yoshav Ali went to an addict. V'darsha and he darshan the psukim. And it's only because of Chanina Mechizkiya that we have Sefer Yecheskel today. Incidentally, what very, very famous thing happened in that attic of Chanina ben Chizkiya? That was, of course, the setting of the Yud Ches Dvarim. These takonis, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, that Afilu Elio, Beis Din, I don't have an ability to argue with. Of course, Gemaras that relate to some of the most important takonis that we have in our history. Gemaras that are discussed in great detail in Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Either way, Zokta Gemara Vayta Amar Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said in the end of the Mishnah, Mahoilam Parim Ruben. What would be if it's Rish Chayidish and you have to bring two parim and you have enough money either to bring two parim and no nesachim or one par and nesachim? What are you supposed to do? So Rav Shimon said, you need nesachim. Better bring one par with nesachim than two parim and no nesachim. Tanu Rabbanan, we know this from a Braisa. It says again, a pasuk in Yecheskel. It says ve'efa la'par ve'efa la'ayol yasim mincha v'la'kvasim kashatase yadoi v'shemen hin la'efa. And the pasuk seems to be describing how much of the mincha you had to bring together with the animals. Amar Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon was very bothered. He said v'chimidas par ve'elam achasi. Efa is a measurement, and it seems to say that the same measurement was brought for parim and for elam and for kvasim. We know it's not true. It was different measurements of mincha depending on what the animal was. What he means to say is, if they had meant, you had the choice to bring many parim and no nesachim, or one par, let's say, and nesachim, it's better. Better bring one par with the nesachim than bring all the par without the nesachim. Same is true for the other animals. In other words, what the pasuk is saying is not that eifa, the measurement, is the same for all these different animals. We know they're different for the different animals. What the Mishnah means to say is that in the event you have a choice to not bring the full measurement of Nesachim or to bring it, we want you to bring its full measurement. So Eifa over here doesn't mean the measurement called Eifa. It means its measurement. And you want to bring the full measurement. Zakt the Mishnah Vaita. So we mentioned earlier at the beginning of the daf, albeit very briefly, the carbon that was the Shtei HaLechem. And the Shtei HaLechem is really the topic of the next daf and a half. So what was the Shtei HaLechem? On Shavuos, we know there was a special carbon that was brought, and it was known as the Shtei HaLechem. Two breads. So, for example, you had the Lechem HaPanim, you had Lachmi Toida, the carbon Nazars. The Nazar's carbon had Lechem. On Shavuos, there was a carbon that involved Lechem as well. It was the Shtei HaLechem. Now, we know that on Tez Zayin Nisan, which in Chutz Laretz, it's the second day of Pesach, and Eretz Yisrael, it's the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, there was a carbon oimer that was brought. The carbon oimer was a mincha, and it was made up of Sa'irim. You count 49 days, also known as Sfiras Sa'irim. On the 50th day, they would bring the Shtei HaLechem, which was also a mincha. But whereas the carbon oimer came from Sa'irim, the Shtei HaLechem came from Chitin. The Chassam Sofer says that the Yidden, when they left Mitzrayim, Halalu Oivdei Avodah Zarah, Halalu Oivdei Avodah Zarah, they were on the Madrega of a carbon that was going to be Sa'irim, just like the Saita carbon comes from Sa'irim, the Minchas Chayte came from Sa'irim, Maisa Behema, Maichel Behema, that was the Madrega of Klai Yisrael. But after 49 days of preparing for Kabbalah Satayra, they came to the point where they were on the Madrega of Chitin, and that's why the carbon was Shtei HaLechem. Together with the Shtei HaLechem, there were animals that were brought as well. The Pasuk says in Parashas Emma, V'ekraftim al HaLechem, Shivas Kfasim Tmimin, seven sheep, Upar Ben Bakar Echad, one par, the Elim Shnoyim, and two rams. So it was seven sheep, it was one par, and it was two rams. Now this is very similar to the carbon musaf that was brought on Shavuos. On Shavuos, the carbon musaf also had seven kvasim, but whereas in the musaf had two parim and one ayil, over here it was two elim, and it was one par. Either way, Zokta Mishnah, parim va elim va kvasim veha. Now, in addition to this, seven kvasim, one par and two elim, which together with the carbon oiler, there were two other carbonas that were brought. There was a sa'ir that was brought, which was a carbon chatas, and then there were two kvasim, there were two sheep were brought, and those were carbonas shlamim. Now the two sheep are known as the kiftei atzeres. They're unique because it's the only carbon shlamim that was a shalmei tzibur, and they were brought together with the breads, and as we'll see in the sugyas, they had a special relationship to the breads. So although together with the shtei alechem, there was an oiler that was made up of 10 animals, there was a chatas that was the sa'ir, and then there was these kiftei atzeres, these two sleep that were the shlamim, but the relationship between the shlamim and the breads were more than the relationship between the oil and the chatas and the breads. One example is the shlamim, you had to do tenufa together with the breads. So the shlamim would be picked up together with the breads, and there was a mitzvah of tenufa to wave it, almost like you shake your lulav. So in the same context, there was a mitzvah of tenufa together with the shtei halechem and the shlamim. So there was no tenufa done with the oil and the chatas. The tenufa was done with the kifsei atzeres. We're going to see later also that the shlamim was matter the shtei alechem. So there was a very, very special relationship between the kifsei atzeres and the shtei alechem. Zok to Mishnah, par va'ilim va'kfasim va'asor im akvenas alechem. The par, the ilim, and the kfasim that together made up the oil that was brought with the shtei alechem, and the sor was the chatas that was brought with the shtei alechem, is not ma'akiv the lechem. Lo alechem ma'akvan, and the lechem wasn't ma'akiv them. Meaning, if you have the par, ilim, kfasim, and sor, you don't have the lechem, you could bring the par, ilim, kfasim, and sor. If you have the lechem, you don't have the par, ilim, kfasim, and sor, you could bring the lechem. Stating that, that's only true for the oil and the chatas. It wasn't true for the shlamim. Alechem ma'akiv es akfasim, ve'en akfasim ma'akvenas alechem. But the lechem and the kvasim had a special relationship. How so? The lechem was ma'akiv the kvasim, and the kvasim wasn't ma'akiv the lechem. Divri Rabbi Akiva. In other words, Rabbi Akiva holds the lechem was what mattered. So if you had the lechem, you could bring the kifsei atzeres. But if you didn't have the lechem, you couldn't bring the kifsei atzeres. Everything depended on the lechem. So you could bring the lechem without the kifsei atzeres, but you couldn't bring the kifsei atzeres without the lechem. I'm Rav Shimon ben Nathan, Sloiki, I disagree. El akvasim ma'akiv es alechem, velechem ein ma'akiv es akvasim. Meaning, I agree there's a special relationship between the kvasim and the lechem. But Rabbi Akiva, just the opposite from the way you have it. According to Rabbi Akiva, everything hinges on the lechem. According to Rav Shimon ben Nathan, everything hinges on the kifsei atzeres. So if you had the kifsei atzeres, you could bring the lechem. But you don't need the lechem for the kifsei atzeres. So you could bring the kifsei atzeres without the lechem. You can't bring the lechem without the kifsei. And Reb Shimon Anna said, I'll prove it to you. For 40 years. Karvu kvasim b'lei lechem. They brought kvasim without lechem. Afkan, yikavu kvasim b'lei lechem. And Anna says, that's pashit that there was no shtei lechem in the midbar. Because for the shtei lechem, you need tefuah that grew in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't have tefuah that grew in Eretz Yisrael when the Yidden were in the midbar. Rashi says, all they had was mud. Tosfos quotes such a Rashi. We don't have this Rashi here. But Tosfos says that Rashi said the reason they couldn't afford a shtei alechem in the midbar because they only had mud. Tosfos says, not true. Gemara Yuma, they had more than mud. Yuma and hay. But the bottom line is a whole different discussion. But says Ben Anis, I'll prove to you that there's kifsei atzeres without shtei alechem. Because when the other were in the midbar, they had kifsei atzeres. And they didn't have shtei alechem, so too l'dayrus, it's going to be that way. I'm Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said, I'm going to be machriya between Rabbi Akiva and Ben Anas. Halacha k'divrei Ben Anas. I agree with Ben Anas that the main thing is the kifsei atzeres. You need the kifsei atzeres for the lechem. You don't need the lechem for the kifsei atzeres. Aval ein atam k'dvarav. But not for his reason. What was Ben Anas' reason? He proved it from the 40 years in the Midbar. The 40 years in the Midbar, they had kifsei atzeres, but they didn't have shtei alechem. He says, that's not true. Shekol ha'am b'chem eshapikudim karba midbar. Because says Reb Shimon Bar Yochai that all the karbanos that are mentioned, chem eshapikudim, also known as Sefer Ban Midbar, Parshas Pinchas, all the Musafin were born in the Midbar. B'chalam of Teres Kainim, in Karban Midbar. Whatever was born in Teres Kainim was not born in the Midbar. So, meaning, being that the Kifsei Atzeres are mentioned in Teres Kainim, they're in Parshas Emor, they weren't born in the Midbar. It's Mishabo La'aretz, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, Karvu Eilu Ve'eil. Ne'mani Yom Yikrivu Kvasim B'lei Lechem. So, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, if Ben Anas' reasoning is wrong, that's not the right Makar, then how do I know you have the Kvasim without the Lechem? He says, it's back in the envelope of arithmetic, because we know in order to eat a chelik of a carbon, you need to do an avodas hamatir. Something has to be matir. So, for example, basa that was eaten in a carbon, the zrika was matirit. The shiori mincha, the aktaras hakoymetz was matirit. What's going to be matir the shtei alechem if you don't have the kifsei atzeres? There was no part of the shtei alechem that was brought on the mizbeach. There's no avoda in it to be matirit. And it's part of a carbon, and it could only be eaten if something's matirit. So if you have the kifsei atzeres will be matir the shtei alechem. But if you don't have the kifsei atzeres, there's nothing to be matir the shtei alechem. Now the kifsei atzeres itself, its basar, becomes mutar ayyidei the zrika. It doesn't need the shtei alechem to be matirit. So you don't need anything outside of the kifsei atzeres to be matir the kifsei atzeres. But you need something outside the shtei alechem to be matir the shtei alechem. What is that? That's the kifsei atzeres. Bottom line is, says Reb Shimon, I agree with Benanis, but v'loy mitame. Benanis said that the kifsei atzeres is the ikker, and there's no shtei alechem if there's no kifsei atzeres. Says Reb Shimon, I agree with Benanis, but Benanis came up with a whole reason. It's because when the Yidden were in the midbar, they had the kifsei atzeres. They didn't have the shtei alechem. It's not true. When the Yidden were in the midbar, they didn't have the kifsei atzeres either, because everything that's mentioned in Teres Kainim, they didn't have in the midbar. The reason is more of a lomdisher reason, because you need something to be matter the shtei alechem. And if there's no kifsei atzeres, there's nothing to be matter the shtei alechem. Tanu rabbanu v'kraftim al alechem chayv al alechem. Look at Chilo, all the karbonis that I mentioned in Parshas Emor, all those karbonis that are supposed to be brought with the shtei alechem, the oila and the chatos and the kifsei atzeres, you're supposed to bring it together with the lechem. Shivas kvasim tamim and aval bishayin lechem. But at the same time, the Torah says you could bring the seven kvasim. It's not ma'akiv the lechem. Mkei ma'atam alim ala lechem. Alam b'shen eschayvim b'kvasim, k'ayshen eschayvim b'lechem. Devei Reb Tarfin. Reb Tarfin says, stating that from the fact that the Torah somehow makes them talizeb is that you learn, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said in the Mishnah, that the 40 years that the other were in the midbar, being that they couldn't bring the shtei alechem, they didn't bring any of the animals. They didn't bring the 10 animals that made up the oila, the one star that made up the chatos, they didn't bring the kifsei atzeres, they didn't bring anything. Take out the words Rabbi Akiva, Omer Yochal, hein hein kvasam amurim kan, hein hein kvasam amurim b'chevet shapikudim, says the Gemara, that is it possible to say that the seven kvasim that I mentioned in Parshas Emor that were born on Shavuos are the same as the seven kvasim that I mentioned in Parshas Pinchas that were born on Shavuos? Meaning, when the Torah in Parshas Emor talks about the animals that were brought together with the Shtei Alechem, it mentions, amongst other things, seven kvasim that came as part of the oila. In Parashas Pinchas, when the Torah talks about the Musaf, and the Torah also mentions seven kvasim, are they the same seven kvasim? Amrit. So the Gemara says it's not mashma that way because kshatam megi it's a parim ve'elam einon hay. Because look at the parim and the elam. In Parashas Pinchas, it's two parim and one ayal. In Parashas Emor, it's one parim and two elam. So it's mashma that they're not the same. Ella halolu bam biglal latzav aglom biglal lechem. It's very different. Parashas Emor is all a tuffle that's ancillary to the lechem. The ikur carbon is the shtei lechem. These animals are there to support the shtei lechem. Whereas in Parashas Pinchas, they're bombing baglalas. They do a lechem. These are the musafim. Nimsa says the Masha Amar b'chemish apikud and carbon midbar. Masha Amar there is kind of like carbon midbar, and there's a big nafkimin al alacha because we just said that whatever was mentioned in Parshas Emor wasn't born in the midbar. If the seven kvasim in Emor are not the same as the seven kvasim that are in Pinchas, so it's true the ones that are mentioned in Emor weren't brought in the Midbar, but the ones that are mentioned in Pinchas were brought in the Midbar. Vidilma says the Gemara, part of the Elam lav inu. Maybe the parim and the Elam are not the same, ha kvasim inu. Maybe it's the same seven kvasim. It's just the parim and the Elam that aren't the same. But the Gemara says it's not mashma, because mida hani ishtanu, hani nami dachrinu. Being that the parim and the Elam are different, it's mashma that the kvasim are different also. Parim the Elam imai dishtanu. Says, well, how do you know the parim and the Elam are ishtanu? So you tell me, oh, what do you mean? How do you know? Because here it says one par two elam, and there it says two parim and one ayal. The Gemara says duma hachi kamer achmana. Maybe the way you read it is as follows: ibay par v'shnei elam likarif, ibay shnei parim v'ayal lechem likarif. Maybe you have a choice. You have a menu. If you want, I'll pick the two par one ayal option, or I'll take the one par two elam option. But the Gemara says not midish nani sidron shma minachrinu nino. It's not only that in one it's one par and two elam, and the other one it's two par and one ayal. The seder, the way the Torah presents the animals are different as well. And being that the way the Torah presents the animals are different as well, that's a raya that they must be different. One last gemara, halechem ma'akev esak fasim. So you had a machlokes Rabbi Akiva on the one hand, bananas and Rabbi Shimon on the other hand, that even though the oil and the chattas that were brought with the shtei alechem were ma'akev the shtei alechem, and the shtei alechem wasn't ma'akev the oil and the chattas. You could bring the oil and the chattas without bread, you could bring the bread without oil, but there is an equal relationship between the shlomim, the kivsei atzeres, and the shtei halechem. One is ma'akiv the other, but they're not both ma'akiv each other. Which is ma'akiv which? Machlokes. According to Rabbi Akiva, the lechem is the ikar. You need lechem. Without lechem, there's no kivsei atzeres. According to Benanis, Rabbi Shimon Vayichai, the kivsei atzeres are what ma'akiv. My time with Rabbi Akiva, gomar yiyu yiyu mitiyeno. Ma'al lahalon lechem, afkan lechem. It really boils down to a pasuk in that parashas Emor that says v'hein of hakoyin oisam alechem abikurim trufa lufnei Hashem al shnei kvasim kodesh yiyu l'Hashem l'koyin. It says kodesh yiyu l'Hashem l'koyin, and yiyu means ma'akiv, and it's an extra pasuk teach me that something in this parasha is ma'akiv. I just don't know what. It says Rabbi Akiva, it says yiyu in this pasuk, and it says tiena regarding the lechem. Ma lahalon lechem afkan lechem. So zeresh shava from the word yiyu to the word tiena, that what's ma'akiv in the pasuk that says yiyu? It's the bread. Bananas koma yiyu yiyu from the kvasim, meaning it says another pasuk in Parashas Emor with the word yiyu, and there it's talking about the oila, the animals. Ma lahalon kvasim afkan kvasim. Now it's a different animals. There it's talking about the seven kvasim that made up the oila. And he's going to learn a halacha benanis that the kivsei atzeres, the two kvasim that made up the shlomim, is ma'akiv. But the bottom line is, according to Rabbi Akiva, I learned yiyu from tiena to teach me that the breads are ma'akiv. According to benanis, I learned yiyu from yiyu to teach me that the sheep are ma'akiv. Which sheep? Not the seven kvasim that are the oila, because the Gemara already in the beginning of the Amid brought a brisa to tell me those are not ma'akiv, but rather the two sheep that make up the shlomim. Frek the Gemara, ubananis na mineuf mitiyana. Why did Bananas learn yiyu from yiyu to teach me that the sheep are ma'akiv? Why didn't he learn yiyu from tiyana to teach me that the breads are ma'akiv? Ma'ala halon lechem afkan lechem. So Bananas says, that's an easy answer. Donin yiyu mi yiyu, vein donim yiyu mi tiyana. It makes more sense to learn exer shava yiyu yiyu than yiyu from tiyana. Frek the Gemara, my nafkimina, doesn't really matter. About Tanit Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael famously darshan the Gzeirah Shavah from two words that don't even have the same shayrish. He made a Gzeirah Shavah from the word Vishav HaKoyen to the word Uba HaKoyen. And he said Zeu Shiva Zeu Bia, because Shiva and Bia both mean the same thing. And he made a Gzeirah Shavah. You see, words don't have to be identical to learn a Gzeirah Shavah. So why can't you learn a Gzeirah Shavah from Yiyu to Tiyana? But the Gemara says, nah, very easy. It's true Rabbi Yishmael was Mechadish. He was Megala to the world. That you could darshan a Gzeirah Shavah. By the way, Rabbi Yishmael is Rabbi Yishmael Aymer, B'shloish Esrei Midah. Had Torah in the Drashas Pem. Rabbi Shmuel is the authority when it comes to had a darish and yud gimel midos. And Rabbi Shmuel himself is the one that said you could darish and exer shavah from two words that aren't even the same words. But that's only if there's nothing more similar. But if you have two options, I can make a Gzeira Shava A, or I can make a Gzeira Shava B, and one is the same word, the other one's not the same word, say Yiyu is a better Gzeira Shava than Yiyu Tiyana. Fake the Gemara, now the reverse. Rabbi Akiva, who learned Yiyu from Tiyana, why didn't he learn Yiyu? Says the Gemara, Don and Dava Shematana Lekayin, Dava Shematana Lekayin, Lafuki Hani Da Oilas Ninu, because he didn't want to learn from an Oila, because Shlomim and Oila are too different. Shlomim, part of it goes to the Kayin, it's Kachem Kalem. Although, actually, this Shlomim was Kachi Kedashim, but still, part of it went to, the Shalmei Tzibur was Kachi Kedashim, right? But it went to the Kayin, as opposed to the Oila, which is what that other Yiyu is referring to, because it's referring to Kfasim, that other Oila, that didn't go to the Kayhanim, so he'd rather learn Kayin Kayin than Kayin Ligavayv. Ibai is saying, alternatively, a different Makar, why Rabbi Akiva holds that the Lechem is Ma'akiv, and Benanis and Rabbi Shimon Ba'ichai hold that the it has nothing to do with Gzeira Shava, but it's the pasuk itself that says the word Yiyu. It says Kodesh Yiyu Lashem LeKoyin, and this word Yiyu means Ma'akev. The question is, what's Ma'akev? Is the Lechem Ma'akev, or is the Kifsei Atzeres Ma'akev? Kiva Sabrav Kiva holds Ezu Davash Akulei LeKoyin, which part of the animal went completely to the Koyin? Havem is a Lechem. It was the Lechem. The Lechem had no chelik that went on the Mizbeach. It went L'Koyin. So Kodesh Yiyu L'Hashem L'Koyin, the chelik that went to the Koyin, that's Yiyu. That's what's Ma'akiv. It's the bread. U'benanis, Miksiv Kodesh Yiyu L'Koyin, Kodesh Yiyu L'Hashem L'Koyin. It says L'Hashem and L'Koyin. Ezu Dovashem Miktsasoy L'Hashem U'miktsasoy L'Koyin Havei Yoyim El'Lukvash. It's just the opposite. It's talking about the Shlomim, which part of it goes L'Gvaya, the Dam, the Murim, and part of it goes to the Koyin. Rabbi Akiva is going to answer, Miksiv Kodesh Yiyu L'Hashem V'L'Koyin? And it said Kodesh Yiyu L'Hashem V'L'Koyin, then you'd be right. It's Mashma L'Hashem and to the Koyin. It says L'Hashem L'Koyin. There's no Vav. What does that mean? Really, it's referring to something that went completely to the Kayin. Why does it say Lashem? Because the way the Kayin was always Zeicha and Matnas Kahuna, and the Chelik of an animal that was a carbon, was it went Lashem, and the Kayhanim, the Gemara says, Mishulchan Gavayu Kazachu. They were always Zeichet from the Kayhanim. But the bottom line is, it's not Lashem Vilakayin, it's Lashem Likayin. Regardless, we have a very important machloikis between Rabbi Kiva Benanis and understanding the Kifsei Atzeres. Again, this will be the topic of the next staff as well. The context over here is the Shtei Alechem that was brought on Shavuos, a very special carbon that was brought once a year on Shavuos. It was similar to the carbon Oimer, but whereas the carbon Oimer was a carbon that came from Sa'irim, this carbon came from Chitin. And together with the Shtei Alechem, there were many animals that were brought. There were 7 kvasim, 1 par, and 2 elam that made up an oila. There was a sa'ir, a goat, that made up a chatas, and then there were 2 sheep that made up a shlomim. Those sheep were very unique for 2 reasons. Number one, it was the only shlomim in history that was brought by Ifan Tmidi anyways. We once spoke out of Shagasari about that. But there was one shlomim that was a carbon tzibor, this Shalmei tzibor. Number two, although a shlomim ordinarily is kachem kalim, this was kachem kadashim. And they all came together with the shtei halechem, stating that there was a special relationship that the shlomim, these 2 sheep, had with the shtei halechem that the oil and the chattas didn't have. The oil and the chattas are not ma'akiv the lechem is not ma'akiv the oil and the chattas. The sheep are ma'akiv the lechem, or the lechem is ma'akiv the sheep. It goes one way, it doesn't go the other way. The question is, which was ma'akev which? Machlik is between the Gedolei HaTanaim. It's a Mishnah in Shas. Rabbi Akiva said the lechem was what was important. If there was lechem, there was Kifsei Atzeres. If there was no lechem, there was no Kifsei Atzeres. According to Benanis, Rabbi Shimon Ba'ichai, the Kifsei Atzeres was what mattered. If there was Kifsei Atzeres, there was lechem. If there was no lechem, there was no Kifsei Atzeres. Bottom line is, in terms of the source of the machlik is, it comes down to a pasuk in the Torah that says, Kodesh Yiyu Lashem L'Koyin. It's in the parsha of the Shtei Alechem. Yiyu is a magic word, it always means ma'akev. It's just very unclear in the pasuk what's ma'akiv. Is the lechem ma'akiv? Is the kifsei atzeres ma'akiv? And that was the machloikis. Rabbi Akiva darshan yiyu, meaning the lechem is ma'akiv. Benanis from Shumai Choy darshan, that it means that the kifsei atzeres ma'akiv. Why Rabbi Akiva darshan his way? And Benanis and Rabbi Shumai Choy darshan their way? Either it's based on how to make a gzeira shava, or it was based on how to darshan the ikar pasuk.